Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get ready.
You ready?
Ready.
Ready.
We're ready.
I'm ready. 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 Ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready.
3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Yes.
So ready.
This is St. Louis's News Radio.
I'm ready.
And this is Overtime.
Okay. I'm ready.
Welcome, superheroes. Doesn't this sound like superhero cartoon music?
Yeah, it does.
I'm Debbie Monterey, by the way, and that's John Hancock.
Good morning, everyone.
And Michael Kelly.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
You're wearing my favorite shirt of yours.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's your Happy Hawaii shirt.
It is. It's pinkish, I guess.
It's like pink, like salmon with little flowers
now,
on
Hancock
it.
Now, Hancock wouldn't call this pink. I call it pink.
You no, think that's it's salmon. Yeah, that's
salmon. I think it's pink.
You know, we have reached Friday of the first full week after a 5-day weekend or whatever the heck that was over the 4th.
Those are the worst weeks.
People talk about those, but I don't know what those are like.
Well, yeah, what are those
like?
They're wonderful. Except, but the week after them is not so much. But we're here. It's Friday. We made it.
Woohoo!
Looks like we made it. All right. Yesterday at the White House, you guys, the President of the United States of America had a social media summit, which basically was just Trump supporters and conservative media groups. He purposely excluded Google, Facebook, Twitter. And he blasted the tech industry and social media companies, saying they censor conservatives. But then apparently he seemed to want to create his own definition of free speech. He said, see, I don't think that the mainstream media is free speech because it is so crooked. It's so dishonest. So to me, free speech is not when you see something good and then you purposely write bad. To me, that's very dangerous speech and you become angry at it. But that's not free speech. First of all, the editor in me wants to change that. It's purposely write badly. That's grammatically incorrect. But, John, as a constitutional Republican or constitutional conservative, are you concerned that perhaps he wants to rewrite the First Amendment?
Well, the great thing about the First Amendment is you can't rewrite it. It is what it is. And we do in this country have the freedom of speech and the freedom of association. And those things will continue on tomorrow and, Lord willing, 200 more years.
Could we try maybe an executive order?
To do what? No. Free speech is one of the foundations of this republic. It's a glorious thing, and I don't always like the speech that people give out there, but they have the freedom to do so here.
I agree with you completely.
Makes us a unique
country. The president's just an embarrassment when it comes to this stuff, and look no further than his Twitter feed to see what an embarrassment he is.
Isn't that a little hypocritical, though, to blast social media, especially Twitter, when then he immediately went on Twitter after this summit? And honestly, he's probably the chief tweeter in the country. So how can they be biased against him?
And with some vile stuff when the First Lady's out telling us all to be best, right? Be best.
Well, you could certainly make a compelling case that Twitter is a substantial reason why Donald Trump is in the White House today. And, without it, maybe not.
Good point.
So is it fair for him to blast Twitter?
Sure, he can do whatever. I mean, it's free speech.
He's the president. He can say what he wants to say.
Absolutely. He has the freedom of speech
and
just like everybody
else.
We'll
have to wait till some Republican retires to finally say, well, I don't like what the president's saying there, because they have no backbone.
Well, let's talk about one of those. The former Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, is reportedly blasting President Trump in a new book, saying, I'm telling you, he didn't know anything about government. The former Speaker of the House could not stand the idea of another 2 years with the president and saw retirement as an escape hatch, according to one person tweeting as a follow-up to this report. Paul Ryan talking badly about Trump now is like someone saying they'd run into a burning building to save people after the building has already burned down. Michael, your thoughts on Paul Ryan now saying that?
And then the president goes to social media and trashes Paul Ryan, that he's the worst human being ever, that he's, was a loser, couldn't raise any money, blah, blah, blah. That's not what he was saying when he retired. And, Paul Ryan, the guy has no backbone. He is emblematic of what the Republican Party stands for. They are allowing a crazy man to take over their party, not stand for the causes that they typically do, and it's not until after they leave when they can sit in a dark room and say, I don't like them either. I think it's bad for the country. You know what? Leaders stand up for what's right. They don't hide and then come out 2 years later.
Yeah, I actually have a problem with Paul Ryan here. There's no justification to be saying this stuff now. If that's what he was thinking at the time, then he had a duty to express it then. And
wow,
you know, I just don't have a lot of respect for this kind of an approach.
Aren't you guys? And isn't it kind of just like it's a formula, right? Some Republican comes out and finally says what they think about the president, and then the president immediately goes on to trash them. They were the worst human being in the world, the blah, blah, blah. He never said any of that stuff about him. So, I mean, it's just typical Donald Trump.
The president does not let any punch go unresponded to. I mean, that's his MO. That's how he conducts his life. He was like that before he was in the White House. He'll be like that till the day he dies. And, you know, some people like that attribute in him, that he doesn't take anything from anybody anytime, and other people find it
off-putting. But doesn't he look hypocritical, just like Paul Ryan does, that he didn't have the, you know, he never stood up and said those things about Paul Ryan when he was, it wasn't until Paul Ryan said stuff about him that he said it. If as strong as he felt in these tweets this morning, why wouldn't he have been saying that when Paul Ryan was the Speaker of the House?
I don't think past statements being contradictory with present statements are any concern of Donald Trump's whatsoever.
Good point.
All right, it's 8:38. We do need to check traffic and weather on this Friday morning, so let's get to that. And then round two of OT. KMOX News Time is 8:42. We are just taking a pause here in overtime for some breaking news that it seems the Labor Secretary, Alexander Acosta, who was just in St. Louis about 2 weeks ago, has resigned or is in the process of resigning. We have a CBS News update coming your way at 8:50 with more details. And, of course, is this all over the Jeffrey Epstein debacle in which Acosta was the U.S. attorney in Florida when he got kind of a sweetheart deal instead of going to prison for life to spend a few months. And we'll hear more about that coming up in the news at 8:50. All right, let's talk about a couple of fun topics here. Let's see, where should we go first? How about this one? Vacations. People are on vacation here in the, I swear, we're decimated here in this building. Everybody's on vacation. So like a lot of workplaces in the summer.
What's a vacation?
All right, the two self-employed men here. Let's just pretend you worked for a company as opposed to employing people. Apparently, 60% of U.S. workers surveyed by LinkedIn say they checked in with work at least once a day while on vacation, some much more often. Experts say this always-on-the-job attitude, always having to be available, your boss calling you on vacation, having to check your emails, having to check in, is detrimental to workers' physical and mental health because you should be able on your own vacation to sort of unplug. Should Americans have to use all their vacation time to work, John Hancock?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to be advancing your career and do a good job and serve your clients, and I don't know that I've ever not been accessible on a vacation to clients. And,
cool.
You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with checking in at work, making sure everything's running smoothly. You're not going to spend 24/7 like you would if you were home. But I don't think there's anything wrong whatsoever about doing some work while you're on vacation.
So I have a hard time responding to anything related to LinkedIn because LinkedIn is the worst thing on the planet. The amount of emails they send, I've never signed up for the service, and they send constant emails. You know, LinkedIn. But having said that, I think it's the cell phone. It's changed our lives, right? You can remember, John, I bet there was a time when on a Friday you left the office, you didn't have a cell phone. So you didn't have to check in, but you came in on Monday morning or Tuesday when you came back from vacation and you had messages and you dealt with it. Now we're a 24/7 life, right? Everything is on our phones and people expect you to respond even if you're on vacation. So I think it's just the evolution of our lives and the how much tech has been involved in it that the expectation is even if you're on one of those rare vacations that you would still respond and be accessible.
I have not worked for a company. I've worked for a company 1 year out of my entire life, and you know, as my primary employment. And even then, I think, you know, I don't know if I took a vacation that year or not, but if I did, I would have been around, and it was pre-cell phone.
Sure.
So I think that we need to exclude John Hancock from this conversation. This should be for the majority of people who work for a company. Like, if I get vacation time, I want vacation time. I don't want people calling me while I'm on my vacation and asking me questions. Like, I need to unplug. I need to unwind.
Yeah, but that's unrealistic, right?
We have all these.
We have our bosses. I bet they contact you when you're on vacation with an email or something, and you have to respond.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, you're in a rare situation. I think most people that are in corporate America have to respond to an email even if they're on vacation, because maybe it's planning a meeting that's going to happen when you get back in town.
Well, also, I should point out that the World Health Organization now recognizes burnout as an official disorder, that people are getting so stressed out because of the workload, especially, you know, in a company situation, people get leave or they get fired and they don't get replaced, and then everybody else has to pick up the slack and do even more. And so you're stressed out, and then you take a vacation, and then you can't even unplug and like unwind, because then they're like bombarding you, and you're like, please, I just need to like
unwind.
And
what would stink is if you've got a boss that's just a, you know, an ogre, an overbearing, whatever, and you go on vacation, and that boss, who you really don't care for anyway, is bombarding you with stuff while you're, that would be a problem.
All right, let's talk
Find
about
another job.
Maybe instead of going out of town, you could just take a staycation. That's going to be even more possible in later this year, because they had another sneak preview just to show people the progress at Union Station. Now, Union Station has always been a gorgeous place. It's gone through some iterations, but LHM has taken over it. And for those of you who don't know, I still run into people every day who have no idea that we are getting an aquarium. St. Louis Aquarium is going to be open later this year. I think they're shooting now for December.
Nice.
But even before that, they're installing right now, if you go by Union Station, the giant Ferris wheel. There's going to be, I think, like mini golf and all kinds of fun stuff under the train shed. So it's going to be a total family destination kind of area. Are you looking forward to this? What do you think about it, Michael Kelly?
Yes. Now, I live in walking distance from the aquarium, so I won't have to have a staycation. I'll just walk over there one day. But the O'Loughlin family, who owns LHM, what they're doing to transform St. Louis as a whole, and it's not just downtown St. Louis, it's Westport, it's downtown, it's other parts of the area, is awesome. And they are creating experiences that are going to hopefully keep St. Louisans to maybe have some pride and participate in stuff, but also maybe get some folks from Kansas City and Indianapolis to come over and visit. Have you guys ever had the opportunity to go have a drink or just go sit in the Union Station hall?
Oh, it's amazing.
And watch the light show.
With the laser show at night.
It is incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And it's free. Now, you know, buy a drink or something, help support it. But it's not something you got to pay $25 to go do.
Yeah, I'm excited for the aquarium and the Ferris wheel. I mean, man, if you could figure out a way to get the fish on the Ferris wheel, you'd really have something there. You know, the flying fish out there, that would be unique in the world.
They also have the fire show, you know, on the lake and under the train shed.
I have not seen this yet.
It's really cool.
I'm going to go do that.
1.6 million lights on this Ferris wheel, by the way.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, listen to you.
Well,
with LED lights that can change color.
Yeah.
Well, it definitely will make it look much more festive on that end of downtown. So anyway, keep your ears open, folks. Later this year, they should have all the attractions outside open, aquarium in December. It's 8:49. We'll be back with more OT after this.
I want to hear more.
This is Overtime on KMOX.
All right, it is 8:54. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Michael Kelly and John Hancock. All right, this is an interesting one. This is one of those stories where you just have to shake your head and laugh. But Oklahoma cops pulled over a stolen car and found inside the vehicle a gun,
uh-oh,
an open bottle of whiskey,
ooh,
a rattlesnake in a terrarium, and a canister of powdered very radioactive uranium.
Wow.
The driver and passenger are facing a slew of charges, but oddly, so far, no charges for their uranium or the snake. Which led me to wonder, John Hancock, what's the weirdest thing you have in your car?
Baseball.
Well, that's not weird.
Well, I mean, it's just sitting there.
Yeah, you keep a clean car?
No. No. I got, you know, my back seat is littered with books from authors that we've interviewed.
Michael?
The weirdest thing in my car is typically when John Hancock is riding in it. Whenever I have Hancock with me, it's weird. Now, that happens more often than not because I am not getting in the car with this man. He is not the best driver in the world.
Come on, Kelly. I navigate the roads.
And
just
I'm
fine.
Surprised he's able to find his way out of the studio. This guy, we literally walk out of places and he'll start walking the wrong direction. I'm like, where are you going? He goes, isn't that the direction we came in? I'm like, no, dude. How did you forget this? When you go to the mall, do you lose your car?
I have, yeah. No, the worst is...
Do you run around pushing the panic button?
We've lived in our home now since 2002. So what is that, 17 years, something like that? And I'd say probably two or three times a year I drive past my driveway.
When you come out of your driveway, do you ever go the wrong direction?
No, I've never done that. Okay. No, I got that down.
So you do admit to being directionally challenged.
I'm the worst. I am the worst.
Well, it's good that you can admit it, though.
And if somebody says, well, you want to go east on that, you know, it means nothing to me. You might as well be talking Chinese. It means nothing to me.
You guys know those people who always know what directions north and east?
Yeah, I mean, it has to do with the sun and the stars.
See, I'm really good with directions until I get into the suburbs when all the roads kind of curve around and intertwine, and then I get really confused, which I think is why I was meant to be a city person when things are on a grid, and then I am golden. Like, I can always find my way
around. And I want to see the people that take a street and change the name of it halfway through. What's up with that?
Right?
I mean, that's not right. It's un-American.
Olive becomes Lindell?
It's un-American.
Yeah.
When does it become Lindell?
Nobody knows.
I think right over there by the sushi place.
Yeah, but Baku or
yeah.
Baku? Great place.
It is.
South of... I have no idea.
South, no, that'd be east.
You know, I don't have anything weird in my front seat. It's the back seat that, you know, when you have kids, you never know what you're going to find.
What you got?
Actually, the other day, I found the leg of a pinata stuffed under the seat of the car. I'm like, what? The leg of a pinata.
My
son was like, I was saving that. Okay. It's 8:57, Hancock and Kelly up after the news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.